Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, the host, Angela Butler, for Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is Michelle Ford. Michelle Ford will be talking about the Vaccine Injury Awareness Lead, which talks about the side effects of certain vaccines that the Centers for Disease Control does not tell people about, the side effects of the vaccines for their children and adults. The Centers for Disease Control is CDC. I did reach out to the CDC. They declined to be interviewed. So I am currently waiting on Michelle Ford with her Vaccine Injury Awareness League. So stay tuned.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay.
She really made me wonder late at night.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away,
I know.
Ooh, I'm living, I'm staying alone.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
No. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. No. Only darkness every day.
Yeah, there's only darkness.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime
she's gone.
Darkness every day.
Yeah,
there's only darkness. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long.
Good times music could bring.
Let's get back.
All right, everyone. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The first song was Ain't No Sunshine by Gregory Abbott, Mr. Green Eyes himself. Also, the second song is Just Dance, which is by Melba Moore, one of her newest. Michelle Ford of the Vaccine Injury Awareness League should be calling in soon. Looks like there's a little delay here, so don't hang up the phone. Don't stop listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Just waiting on her to appear. It should be a very informative show also, what she has to talk about. Once again, I just want to let people know that the CDC did decline to respond to my show request. They did call me yesterday. Someone did, but they didn't send me an email, but I have it documented. So waiting on Michelle Ford. So we're going to continue this a little bit to, again, to Melba Moore, Just Dance. That's one of her newest singles, and it's a great one. I like it a lot. We all know that Melba Moore is a soulful singer, beautiful lady. And again, earlier you listened to Gregory Abbott, Ain't No Sunshine. Also, I would like to say I have a book out called Inspirational Short Stories. It's under my name, Angela Butler, or Angela DeLois Butler. My book, Inspirational Celebrity Short Stories, is published through Print House Books in Georgia. You can find my book on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, all the major book sites, Google even. You can also order the book from any major bookstore corporation or any small independent bookstore to ask for it to be sent to the store for you to buy. The ISN number for Inspirational Celebrity Short Stories is 978099700165. Another book I have is Charles and Belinda. It can be found at Barnes & Noble Books of Me, the major corporation bookstore outlets online, or you can order them from the stores as well as small independent bookstores or mom-and-pop stores. The ISBN for Charles and Belinda is 978168229809. You can also order the book from me if you do not want to go through my publisher, which is Print House Books and American Star. My email address is angelabutlershow@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope people listening do order my book and enjoy the book. So let's listen to Gregory Abbott, Mr. Green Eyes himself, his song Every Little Step.
Lately it seems she's out of my dreams. She moved right into my heart. She has become the only one I need. I'm so glad I found her. How can I keep control now? She's captured my soul, and with taking new meaning, I wake up every day, I'm in love, so in love with her. She showed me the way, now I've got to show her how our love will grow with every
night. You're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That was Gregory Abbott with Every Little Step. So I'm going to talk about today in HistoryNet. So HistoryNet is an online site. That's www.historynet.com/today-in-history. It's a website, and here on their site, great site. Let's see what happened today in history. All right, today in history. Let's see. Today is the 9th. Hope I'm right about the date for my sake. So today in history, June 9th, I believe. Yeah, I'm right. June 9th, 2016. Today in history. Let's see. Today in history. Jacques Carter sailed into the mouth of St. Lawrence River in Canada, 1534. Let's see what else. Sorry about that. Also, Civil War breaks out in Martha Tinga, 1790. 1861, Mary Ann Mother Bickerdike begins work in Union Hospitals. Also in 1863, at the Battle of Brandon Station in Virginia, Union and Confederate cavalries clash in the largest cavalry battle of the Civil War. All right. So those are some things that happened on June 9th in history. Still waiting on Michelle Ford. Hope she calls in soon. Something must have delayed her. Had to have. If not, we'll just go on with the show. In the meantime, I'll play who else do I have? Melissa Morgan. She told me I was pronouncing her name wrong. It's Melissa. So I apologize for that. And this is her song. Next is Miss Shirley Murdoch, her classic As We Lay. Who can forget that?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like my guest is going to call in, so something really must have come up. So I'm going back to www.historynet.com. On historynet.com, I have a quiz for you. On July 31st, 1790, the first U.S. patent was issued to Samuel Hawkins of Vermont for this. It's a quiz. Was it for cigarettes, insulin, process for finishing furniture, process for making pot, and pearl ashes? I have a caller on the phone. Let's see if they'll talk. Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Do you have a question? An answer for the quiz?
What was the question again?
On July 31st, 1790, the first U.S. patent was issued to Samuel Hawkins of Vermont for this. Was it cigarettes, insulin, process for finishing furniture, or the process for making pot and pearl ashes?
Wow. That's a rough one.
Ah, you called in. Do you know the answer?
Who was the inventor?
Samuel Hawkins of Vermont. On July 31st, 1790, the first U.S. patent was issued to Samuel Hawkins of Vermont for this.
The first patent.
Was it for cigarettes?
It was pot ash and pearl ash.
Yes, that's correct. Process for making pot and pearl ashes. The answer from historynet.com is the trivia quiz. Process for making pot and pearl ashes. Originally, patents were only issued to persons who could prove the invention had happened in a flash of inventive genius. This requirement was dropped in the new patent code of 1952. All right. Thank you, caller. Hold on. Yes, caller.
Wasn't the patent signed by President George Washington on top of that?
It doesn't tell me that.
No.
It says process for making pot and pearl ashes. Originally, patents were only issued to persons who could prove the invention had happened in a flash of inventive genius. This requirement was dropped in the new patent code of 1952. That's all it tells me. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So that was the answer to that. Smart caller. He got the answer right for the trivia from HistoryNet.com, the trivia quiz. So that's great. Let's see. What else can I find on HistoryNet.com's website? Let's see. What else is there to know that I don't know? What about women's history? And this is from HistoryNet.com. It's a website. And it says, women in military aviation historian. Women have been in combat for, an argument on women's history in combat and their role in war. So that would be interesting if you would want to look that up. And it's on the company's website, www.historynet.com/topics/women's with a S, of course, and a dash history. So this is this company's website. They have a lot of information. Some very smart people put this together, obviously. I'd like to say the upcoming election, I believe it's important to vote. Important to vote in the upcoming elections. Once again, it's still a lot at stake. I can't persuade people on how to vote. I do know how I'm going to vote. And I do like what Ms. Hillary Clinton has did and said she would do about the infrastructures. Here in America, I think that's a smart idea. I had thought of it myself. I had thought it about a couple of months back, and I had actually mentioned it, but it says on CNN Money, this was supposedly posted 2 days ago, that Hillary Clinton's best economic website, and so money.cnn.com, and it just talks about it's just talking about also how she wants to give America a raise. That's great too. I'm looking for the infrastructure, because that's what it said. But I've seen her on TV talking about it too. So she wants to fix America's roads. And it would boost jobs. It said it would boost jobs and growth in the short term, and hopefully set American business up for years to come. And she says, it's a quote from money.cnn.com/2016/06/07/news/economy/Hillary-Clinton-economic/index.html? News International. So all this is great though. Really great. What she's doing is saying is about $275 billion that she would like to invest. And this is from the website on money.cnn.com. So it looks like she's going to be the nominee from the looks of things, from the television and the votes. which is, like I said, it looks like it's going to be that way. It may have already turned out that way, and I just don't know about it because I've gotten to where I don't watch a whole lot of TV. I've been busy working on other things, such as my show being on 104.7, which is owned by Brian Corbett. And it's a great thing. I worked for 7 years for this. I don't know why this keeps coming on. I have no idea. Anyway, that's what she wants to do. I think that's great. I think it's great. $275 of money. And it would definitely help America. Can't lie about that. I mean, you know, you can't lie about the truth. Yep. Cannot lie about the truth. I don't know why that keeps cutting in onto this show. I apologize to the people listening for that, but it is, and doesn't seem to be too much I can do about it. I just have to keep try to keep this from popping up some kind of way. like I said, it's $275 million. She also wants the minimum wage to be at least $12 an hour, according to cmoney.cnn.com, and a quote from cmoney.cnn.com for, it says June 7, 2016, that the infrastructure that she's talking about is for $275 billion. So that's great. Can't argue with that. It will create jobs, that's for certain. Someone is going to have to do that work. Can't be a hater on that. She goes on to talk about this quote: "We're like a third world country when it comes to infrastructure." This is from Ray LaHood, which is Obama's former transportation secretary, and says she told CNN this. And I agree. If you look at Flint, Michigan, and the water crisis and all those things, I believe that has to do with infrastructure. I believe personally, even though I have not lived all over the United States of America, that's a serious problem for here in America. I believe that the water, I believe the plumbing within the cities, states, and towns, all of it needs to be updated. I felt that way, even though I have not spoken publicly, ever since Hurricane Katrina and the dams broke in Louisiana, and of course it affected Alabama and Mississippi, but mostly it's known for the state of Louisiana. So I agree. So even though she did not call in, we still went on with Show Talk with Angela Butler. I thank the caller who called in. Thank you. And the other callers who are just listening, maybe we can reschedule Michelle Ford, because she has a lot to talk about. And once again, the CDC did decline. So I'm going to end the show. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Check me out this Sunday. I do not have the time yet. On KISS 104.7, which is in Eufaula, Alabama, or you can go to KISSRadio3.com this Sunday. All right. I believe it's at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a good day.